psychic surgery are in many ways is the same as a normal surgery you would receive in a hospital. Only that it's purely energetic and non-invasive in the physical term. And it is in many ways it's considered safer than the standard surgeries people receive today, just because there isn't any risks in terms of cutting into the flesh and things like that.
In that sense, can anyone and everyone have psychic surgery, or is it something quite specific?
Not everyone can have surgeries because in their contracts before they came down to Earth, they may have opted out of having psychic surgery. But they're telling me most of the population that I hear for the next 20 to 30 years that will be coming here will have it. Around 82% of the population can have it, including animals as well.
Does it have something to do with potentially learning lessons through having a certain illness or condition?
Yes.
So say if someone were to come to you to have psychic surgery, and whatever challenge that they had chosen at soul level to experience had not been completed, would they then either not be able to get psychic surgery, or could the condition come back again?
They're saying, not to answer this question,
I can
because
imagine it's
it changes.
individual, yeah, case by case.
It changes, yeah.
So similarly to surgery, I would assume that it would require bed rest and a period of taking it easy afterwards.
Yeah, you could actually say the amount of time you would have after a normal physical surgery, you could have exactly the same time as that with this type of surgery, because it is the same surgery, just less non-invasive.
So in some conditions, rehab and things would be suggested as well.
Yeah.
So when you're saying you're doing psychic surgery, what level of the body are you working on? Physical, etheric, energetic, blueprints? Where does it take place?
So it would take place in many of the fields, depending what we are working on. And depending also on the contracts or the agreements that have been put in place and the level of permission, for example, given to the person performing the surgery. But there is a ripple effect. So once you work with perhaps the divine blueprint, we can call it as the standard original soul blueprint in a way. It will pass over to the other bodies. The
Brilliant.
important thing, or rather important, but is to work with the energy of etheric, the blueprints, and then they'll pass forward over to the physical in time. When there is a we'll call it an energetic organ transplant, we're not taking away the physical organ and putting a new one in. We're doing it energetically. And then over time, the physical organ will heal and go back to health. But this will take a longer process. But the teams will be with the people who have received these surgeries working instead of done in the background, almost just like in the astro field, the dream world. So once you've completed your set amount of rest, you wouldn't really notice the work being done.
Okay. Brilliant. So interesting. Is this something that can be done on animals as well?
Oh, yes. In fact, animals are more open for it. They're just
Why is
letting me
that?
know that.
Yeah.
Psychic surgeries was firstly intended for animals.
Oh.
On other planets, for example. But yeah, it's
Okay.
93% of the animal kingdom, or maybe more, are 100% compatible, highly compatible with
Okay.
the surgeries.
Brilliant.